Kings, your crowns are up on the sink. Please go and get them.
Now, let's think about what you're doing. When we get in there, straight to our right places. Jack, hope you're ready.
We did a Christmas play. It was about when Jesus was born. There was some wise men and Mary and Joseph and Jesus and the shepherds.
I'm Enid Eggington and I'm a teacher at Colway Junior School and I'm responsible for music in the school and have the joy of producing the Christmas play.
Becky was the angel who chatted Gabriel. Becky was because she was the tallest. Jamie was a shepherd. No, Jamie was a wise man. Jack was a wise man. And Ben was a wise man. Caitlin was the people rushing through Bethlehem.
A long time ago, Mary and Joseph lived in a town called Nazareth.
I suppose the first thing we do is panic. And then we look around and see what scripts are available, what we think will suit our children, what the children would enjoy doing. Search the internet, ask colleagues if they've got anything, and eventually decide on a production. And then we teach the children the songs.
Came down to say to Mary that you're having a very special baby called Jesus.
We used to have a more secular play, but for the last 2 years we've gone back to a traditional, well, a nativity play of some sort, whether it's traditional nativity or not. And the children really seem to enjoy telling the Christmas story.
Mary went on a donkey to Bethlehem, and there's no buses or cars or anything because there was no petrol or electricity. On the donkey, but not Joseph, because Mary couldn't walk very long because she was having a baby.
Some children might be quite vocal and quite confident in a class situation, but in front of a larger audience they're not, you know, as confident. But we do try to give every child something to say who wants to say something. And we just look at the personalities of the children, really, and whether they can cope with the part.
They knocked on every door and there was no room.
It's the Romans' fault. They simply told everyone to go back to the place they were born. No warning at all. It's madness.
One man said there is room in the stable if you would like to go there. They'd say, yes please, I'd love to go there. And when they got to the stable, Mary just had her baby Jesus.
Thank you.
We had two boys who didn't want to do anything, who found just being on stage difficult. So they were just part of the crowd at the back of the stage, but their confidence has grown to the point where one boy then took part in a little bit of a dance routine because he'd gained that bit more confidence. And one of the donkey parts was a child who perhaps found it difficult to be in front of an audience, but because he'd got someone else to work with. I think that's something we really think of with children who are overconfident, is giving them a partner to work with together to help boost their confidence.
Are all these angels done up properly at the back,
James? Yeah.
You should have a safety pin in you somewhere. Angels, let's see wings.
The angel came down and said, there's a baby down in Bethlehem in a stable, and would you like to go? And the shepherd said, yes, we'd like to go. I'd have taken gold for baby Jesus, because I'd have known that it was a very special king for maybe a baby toy. It
really does make them feel part of a team and part of the greater of school, I think, because these are the younger children in the school. So often they can be overshadowed. It's a really big bonding experience for them all.
The star leaded the shepherds to Bethlehem and into the stable, and atop of the stable was the star, and it was the biggest star. I got a book about it, and it sings, yes, away in the manger when Jesus was born. And it sings about her when Jesus was born in a manger.
A week before, I thought, oh my goodness, this is never, ever going to come together. But it did. We had a really good rehearsal on Wednesday, and my shoulders lifted about 6 inches, and my head lifted about 6 inches, and I felt so much better after that. I think you always worry until the children are on there having a dress rehearsal, and that seems to lift them as well. So yeah, there is a time of real worry and, oh, why are we doing this again? Why do we do this to ourselves every year?
The wise men followed a star to the stable, and they brought baby Jesus presents. I can sing 1, 2, 3 wise men are we. 1, 2, 3 wise men are we, riding on our camels. We've got such a long way to go. Our camels are terribly slow. We've got such a long way to go to visit baby Jesus. Da, 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 da. The wise men, they brought Frankenstein gold and myrrh, and they prayed to Jesus. And Jesus giggled.
Oh, the children were as high as kites, absolutely high as kites. They just love it, absolutely love it. We've just got the Christmas Carol concert tomorrow and the disco tonight. There is a big sense of anticlimax. I think there's also a big sense of relief because I think the children become exhausted, the staff are exhausted. And I think when the final performance is done, there's a sadness of, oh, that's it now for another year. But as I said, there's also a sense of, oh, that's it for another year.
Sing, sing, sing the Christmas story.
It's Jesus' birthday. If Jesus wasn't born, we wouldn't have had Christmas because Jesus is magical, and he's a very special king.
I think perhaps the best of it all is when all of the children are there singing their hearts out together, and just the joy on their faces is worth every minute of the worry and the work. It's a fantastic feeling.
We should feel happy and very joyful.